Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny and warm morning across Israel today. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem basks in pleasant temperatures. Haifa is also experiencing a bright day, inviting residents to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, great danger of regional flare-up, the warning after the attack in Syria, says Mardiv from earlier today. Also earlier this hour, Ynet reports that Iran considers hitting U.S. targets in Europe if Trump escalates the war. Also this hour, the UAE says Iran fired two missiles at it, both fell in the sea, according to Times of Israel from earlier today. Separately, UAE suspends all trade with Iran after yesterday's missile attack, reports I-24 News from 5 hours ago. And finally, no ongoing or scheduled talks with the Iranian regime, Trump says, according to JNS, just 29 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Bassem Eid, a prominent commentator, reported 8 hours ago that the United Arab Emirates is suspending all trade and financial transactions with Iran. He noted that the UAE was the first Muslim country to take such major action against Iran and urged other countries to follow suit. Meanwhile, Shanaka Anslam Pereira, a regional analyst, shared details 9 hours ago. He stated that two Iranian ballistic missiles fell into the sea, with one landing in Emirati waters, prompting the UAE to halt trade with Iran. Iran denies responsibility, suggesting a false flag operation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Syria, Major General Eliezer Maram, speaking to Mariv, warned of a potential regional escalation. The recent attack in Syria aimed to deter Turkey's influence in the region. The concern is that such actions could lead to broader conflict, affecting regional stability. Turning to the Iranian threat against U.S. targets, Ynet reports that Iran is considering strikes on U.S. assets in Europe, including fiber optic cables in the Hormuz Strait. This comes as Trump maintains pressure on Tehran, halting diplomatic talks. Such developments could heighten tensions between the U.S. and Iran, impacting international relations. Meanwhile, the UAE's reaction to the alleged missile attack. Times of Israel notes that Iran reportedly fired two missiles, which fell into the sea. This incident follows a drone strike on the UAE's nuclear plant. The UAE's swift suspension of trade with Iran marks a significant diplomatic move, potentially reshaping alliances in the region. And finally, on U.S.-Iranian relations, JNS reports that President Trump confirmed no ongoing talks with Iran. The U.S. naval blockade remains, with Hormuz Strait operations continuing. This stance reinforces the U.S.'s firm approach towards Iran, which might influence future diplomatic strategies across the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Gett returns to international markets. According to Tech, the Israeli ride-hailing company is partnering with HQ, allowing customers to book rides internationally through its app. This move marks a significant step in Gett's global expansion strategy. Separately, Israeli businessman and philanthropist Shmuel Harlap has passed away at 82. Ynet Business reports Harlap chaired Colmobile and was a major investor in Mobileye. His contributions to both the business world and philanthropy are widely recognized. And finally, Mardiv Business also highlights the passing of Shmuel Harlap. Known for his leadership in the automotive industry, he leaves behind a legacy of innovation and generosity, having donated significantly to various causes. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.